This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, my friend. The lady in-house today was with us a couple of years ago. It's good to have her back. Looking forward to the conversation.
Absolutely. It's always good to discuss, you know, where you're going and financial planning and all that big picture stuff.
Yes, it is. Let's get to it. We're joined today by Kristen Fricks-Roman. She's a Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor with Morgan Stanley. Kristen, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's a delight to be back.
Well, that's a delight to have you. I appreciate you making time. I know you're awfully busy, so grateful for you swinging by. Our audience is probably very familiar, obviously, with Morgan Stanley, but take a few quick seconds. Tell us about some of the work that you're doing here.
Morgan Stanley is a large brokerage firm. It's engaged in investment, certified financial planning, complete wealth management for individuals and corporations.
So we're kind of in peak home buying season here in Atlanta, and I know there's the great debate. Is it better to rent or to buy? Do you have advice for our audience on that?
It's a personal question, and it really depends on not only someone's financial ability to earn money, it's their ability to save money, and it's their work, something that is stable. Do you move around a lot? And those kinds of questions all fall into the decision, is it better to buy or is it better to rent?
Well, I look at it. My wife and I, we prefer to rent because we think that affords us more flexibility, because over the last 5-6 years, we've lived in 5 or 6 places. And so we kind of like moving around. I guess another way to ask the question is it more affordable to do buy or rent? I mean, does that factor into the decision at all?
It does, and to some degree. For instance, in Metro Atlanta, there are actually 4 counties that experience a very good rent decision. Mm-hmm. Is it better to rent or is it better to buy? So Fulton, Forsyth, Fayette, and Jackson County are in studies that were done in January. It was looked at that it was a very affordable rental area. And in fact, Fulton is one of the better rental areas in the United States. That's not necessarily true in the rest of the country, but sure, it certainly is in Metro Atlanta.
So what are some kind of basic budget considerations when you're trying to decide whether to rent or buy?
Well, let's take a look at what is more affordable to you. For instance, if it's necessary for you to live in an urban area because of transportation issues and affordability, it might make sense to rent versus to buy. You know, you also, if you're going to buy a home, you've got closing costs, you have down payment. Sometimes the down payment is 5 to 20% of the value of the house, another 5% for closing costs. So a lot of it is a determination too, you know, how long you're going to stay there. Again, with you looking at different homes, 5 different homes and maybe 5 different years, it makes much more sense at that point to rent.
Well, is it one simple, perhaps obvious factor here is that if you rent, you don't have to put down a down payment down, right? I mean, that could be, I guess, a critical decision point in that process.
It is, but, you know, the whole decision has to also, it makes sense to you down the road when you no longer are working. So, for instance, if you are renting a property and it's less expensive to rent than it is, because, you know, in renting, you're not going to have capital improvements, you're not going to have taxes. Other options that are on the table, you don't have to go in and redecorate. So, you know, that's either a positive or a negative, right? But you're not actually out there saying, gee, you know, I'm going to go, you know, go look at HDTV and decide that I need to have a new sink, because that's not an option usually when you rent. That's something that you do. So it becomes a little bit more affordable. The issue is, though, when you are down the road going to stop earning money, where's the money going to come from if you are renting?
Right.
So if you're saying it is cheaper to rent, or, you know, than it is to own, when you're owning, you're building equity in your home. Building equity means you're obviously building wealth to the point sometime down the road you have the house paid off.
Right.
When you're renting, you're never going to have a house paid off. So you have to put money aside in a bucket to be able to afford to take income for the rest of your life in order to rent.
I don't hear a lot of people talking about that when they're thinking about renting versus buying, and that's such an important consideration.
It is. So let's just say that you, for instance, have a rental at $1,500 a month. Mm-hmm. And so if I'm, that's $18,000 a year. Where's that going to come from? So we have to put money aside in a pot, and I call it my forever home pot, that we are going to take money out of that. Mm-hmm. Well, at 4.5% or something like that, you have to have $400,000 set aside just to have the money to pay the rent for $1,500. Versus if you're owning a home, you would have had that, maybe that $400,000 home paid off.
Right.
Oh, that's interesting.
Well, you know, now that I'm realizing this, my wife and I who like to rent, I guess we're just going to have to keep doing the show until the very, very end.
Until you just can't move anymore.
I imagine there's some other financial benefits to homeowners as well versus renting.
Well, there's the tax benefit, you know, as far as when it comes to, you know, being able to write off mortgage, interest payments.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about interest rates. I think they're going up. How is that going to affect the home buying decision, or will it really affect that much? I think they're still kind of historically low.
They are historically low. We don't expect the, you know, mortgage rates, for instance, to be above 5% for the year. The Fed does have some influence in what the interest rates are, and usually it's based on the 10-year Treasury, as are other, you know, indices besides mortgage rates. And, you know, that's, you know, about 2.33%. It's kind of what it was yesterday.
You know, we were talking pre-show, and you were mentioning something that made me think. And I'm asked this question of you, and I have a suspicion you'll have some counsel. I think a lot of people who are going into this process, they don't have a lot of knowledge of the finance game. And there's words and phrases and things that people in your industry and sector will say that I think the average layman on the street just doesn't have a good grasp on that. How do they, what's the best idea you have? Obviously, working with a seasoned professional is an important step. But in terms of just getting up to speed on the verbiage and the knowledge and the trends, I mean, is there research, is there preparation that a potential home buyer can do to bone up on some of these ideas so they can go into this much more comfortable and confident?
Well, there's actually calculators online, rent versus home ownership. And when you're looking at it, of course, it may not apply to you, and you might have your own circumstances where you go through the calculator and you put in, this is how much I want to be able to, I can't afford really to pay for a rent or to pay for a house payment. Does it include the taxes? Does it include the insurance? Does it include the capital maintenance? And therefore, the calculators online, when you're putting them in, will more or less, it's like a self-study.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, if you find that you don't know what the words are, just, you know, grab Wikipedia online.
Sure.
or just a dictionary to familiarize yourself. So when professional people come and they talk to you about, well, let's talk about the mortgage terms, or let's talk about the rental terms, that you really understand what those words mean.
But you don't have a problem if someone comes to you and says, I don't know what that really means. I mean, that's part of your job, is to help them get comfortable with this process, right?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, in a former career, I was a teacher. So I have a tendency sometimes to, we make sure everybody's on the same page as far as what we're talking about.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
We don't do assumptions.
It's good to not have assumptions. So for people who are considering investing in real estate or related sectors, what might they want to know?
It looks and it appears that the commercial market is getting soft, but the housing, the you know, individual personal purchases of homes are doing very well. In that case, sometimes companies that do home improvement are definitely something to look at during times when houses are, you know, up for sale and people are wanting to renovate. In consideration too, with the real estate market, you know, looking at it getting soft, if you're looking at purchasing a bank stock or something, just take a look at the portfolio to see how, you know, what their liabilities are when it comes to commercial real estate.
Hard to believe we're already halfway through 2017. Looking ahead to 2018, anything we should be, any trends, anything coming that we should be paying close attention to?
You know, personally, when my clients are, I do have clients that are searching for real estate now. It's been very interesting how difficult it has been to find what they want and to get past the inspection mm-hmm. stages. Where is the real estate now at the cost that the house is, and what condition is it in?
Right.
And that's been interesting, but I do see them reaching out and wanting to be able to purchase, but they're picky, and it seems that the sellers are wanting to sell not the very best when it comes to, I've heard that from several real estate agents.
Interesting.
But still looking forward, positive things of going on with the clients as far, again, as renovations are concerned. Sure. They're not concerned about the taking too much money out of their portfolios for renovations as well. So I'm seeing that positiveness in their thinking.
Yeah. Oh, that's good stuff. All right. Well, Kristen, we're about out of time. Before I let you go, should anyone have any questions, how can they contact you and learn more about the work being done at Morgan Stanley?
My telephone number is 404-459-3812. And you can reach me by email at kristen.frixroman@morganstanley.com.
Kristen Frix-Roman, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor with Morgan Stanley. Great to have you. Thanks for coming back.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. That wraps this week's About Real Estate Edition. And on behalf of today's guest, Kristen Frix-Roman, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. Todd and Carol signing off. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.